Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 12th day of September, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is a declaration of war. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to his holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Cymru am byth. Give me just a second here, getting a notice. All right, thank you, Ella. And Cymru am byth, of course, means Wales forever. Callers will be welcome. We do ask, of course, that you watch your language and be courteous to other callers who might be on at the same time. We are in the question and answer mode, which means all callers are muted upon entering into the chat room. Until such time as you indicate you wish to speak to me. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And again, that's .net. And Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And the Daily Mail page there is where we keep the latest information coming across the desk. And we also would like to remind you that if you find the information within the broadcast of value or you wish to support our work, we would ask that you would use the Contact Us page to send me a note, and I will send you information on how you can make a donation for our work. And the only reason that we bring that up is because in these uncertain times, our regular sources of survival may be interrupted by the powers that be, let's say. And so we do prayerfully ask that anybody who is able to certainly give that some consideration. And again, the best way and easiest way is to use the Contact Us page and send me a note. And then I will send information to you on how to help us out. Again, the declaration of war, we did a almost two-hour Zoom conference call yesterday with our friend Mike in Miami, who has the website thebigvirushoax.com. And Mike hosted this Zoom conference, and a bunch of us got on there and shared ideas on how to go forward to present resistance to this communist insurgency happening in the United States and around the world, actually. So with the latest edicts coming out of the regime that pretends to be our presidency and government in Washington, D.C., they've basically declared war on you and I, okay? And I think that should be pretty much clear to anybody that has a brain that still functions. So when the administration basically says they have a right to dictate whether or not you put a foreign substance, untested, unapproved, with nefarious results, that they have a right to tell you to put this substance in your body, then you no longer are a free man or woman upon the earth. Okay, you're no longer Yahweh's creation because he created us with liberty. Okay, he did not create us with this obeyance to man-made government, which the Bible refers to as beasts. Okay, man-made governments are ravenous beasts constantly on the prowl for new victims to feed off of, okay? So there is no biblical requirement for us to give either obedience to these people or to fund them, okay? We are funding our own demise. during the Zoom conference call yesterday, it was asked, where are the George Soros's, the Jewish George Soros, who funds the communists in various lands, particularly here in the United States and Canada? Where are the people with some resources on the side of the patriots and the righteous? It's a good question. Where are they? All right, so the Jews and their sycophants around the world, they've got trillions of dollars they're dumping into nefarious projects. Of course, it's easy if you're in control of the world economy. However, Yahweh's people were given the ability to think outside the box, and there's ways you can support taking down the beast besides direct contributions of your hard-earned funding. So again, think outside the box. Every person is given a talent. We talk about the parable in the scriptures of the talents, the 10 talents, etc. That's a representative analogy to the fact that each and every one of us has a gift, maybe several gifts, but we all have a gift from the Father. And one of the tests as you go through this life on this earth is, what did you do with the talent that Father gave you? Did you use it to glorify Him? Did you use it to make this a better world? Did you use it to lift people up or to support good works? Okay, you're going to be judged on that. And again, how you do that is between you and the Father. Nobody here is trying to tell you what to do. But you better do something with the talent, because if you read that parable in scriptures, you will find that those that sit on their ass and just hide their talents or don't really put them to good use will eventually have them taken away from them. Just a word to the wise, okay? We know for a fact that there are plenty of people out there sitting on substantial amounts of resources and they're not doing anything with it. And when I say not doing anything, I'm talking about anything of value, anything of lasting value, anything of righteousness. And I don't consider investing in the stock market or going along with this beast system as something of value. Maybe you do. I don't. And that sets us apart from the rest of the world. The rest of the world thinks we are crazy. They really do. But as we have seen in the last 22 years of broadcasting, many of the things that you and I have talked about on these broadcasts have come true. Many have come true. So, especially since March of 2020, when this fake and phony illness was promoted, and the things that are being done in the name of this medical mafia martial law, okay, they have proven that the predictions that we made are very much true. So we are now in the end of the age. We are in the end times. The mark of the beast is in front of your face. I don't know how you can't see it now. With this whole scamdemic, and the fact that they want people and demand that people put this poison in their bodies and are starting to demand proof that you put this poison in your body to be able to use the, quote, delicacies of Babylon. You read that in the book of Revelation. Okay? The great whore, which is this Babylonian system that worships Satan and all of Satan's creatures, so that they love perversion, they love money, they do everything for material gain, and they've suckered a lot of us into that, when the scriptures are quite clear and the Holy Spirit's leading to us, that says that you need to come out from her, my people. That's also in the book of Revelation. Come out of her, my people, so that you do not partake of her plagues. Why is that? Because Yahweh's getting ready to pull the plug on this experiment. I know we like to think we're such valuable creatures. We're so intelligent. We're so wealthy. We're so magnanimous. But we are as children to the Creator. All of us are. And so you have to ask yourself, what is after this? Okay, our lives here on this earth are a flash in the pan. You know that. Flash in the pan. I can't believe I'm as old as I am. I really don't. It's amazing. It's like yesterday I was a child on the farm, and today I'm looking at the age I am, and it's like, where the hell did that time go? It reminds me of my beloved father before he passed on. Told me the same thing. He said, enjoy it, Daniel. It's going to go very, very quickly. And at the same time, I have worked diligently to use every single day upon this earth to try to make it a better world, to try to provide for my children and grandchildren and for my friends and neighbors. Try to make this a better world. Try to utilize the talents that the Father has put in my possession to lift up my brothers and sisters and to make this a better world. That has been my goal for a very long time. Now, that puts me outside the box because friends and family thought I was crazy. And I should invest in the stock market. I should have a big retirement account, a 401k account, and all this other stuff. And I didn't go that way. For the same reason that I don't have health insurance. I've never paid for health insurance. Because, first of all, the last place on earth I want to go to is a hospital. I've been that way my entire adult life. Everything possible I could do to stay out of a doctor's office, a dentist's office, or a clinic or a hospital, I did it. And people say, well, I can't do that, Dan. Well, that's true. Not everybody can, I guess. But by the same token, how many people even try? It's like when I went for 25 years without a driver's license, without registration, without car insurance. 25 years. And everybody thought I was crazy then, too. But, you know, the one thing that driving without a driver's license and all of the, quote, communist paperwork that they demand, it makes you a damn good driver. I never once got pulled over for speeding, reckless driving, road rage. I never caused an accident. How many people out there can say that? Okay? There's lots of people killing each other on the highway, and they've got plastic cards in there that says driver's license. So who was I hurting by not having a driver's license? The system didn't like me very much, but in the day-to-day world of things, in Yahweh's eyes, I think I was a better driver than most other people. The same thing goes for not having health insurance. I take very good care of myself. I've studied natural and holistic ways of healing most of my adult life, and I practice them. Why? Because I'm not going to fall back on, quote, insurance. The very name insurance tells me that you no longer put your faith in our Father. That's the whole purpose of, quote, insurance. It's because you don't have faith in yourself to do the right thing, and you don't have any faith in our Heavenly Father. And who came up with this whole idea of insurance? Oh, that's right. Those guys running around with little hats. Those little circular hats on the top of their head. Some people call them Jews. Who do you think owns all the insurance companies? Who do you think makes billions and billions of dollars getting you to pay premiums, and then when you need it, they do everything they can to try to not pay you with these little hidden clauses in the contracts. Okay? So instead of trusting Jewish-owned insurance companies, I decided to trust my Heavenly Father and myself. So now we've reached that point where, because we've created these monsters called man-made governments that are now gigantic, super rich, completely invaded into our lives, every nuance of our daily existence is regulated in some way now, these beasts have turned on us. Even if we knew that decades ago, at least there was a pretense that they were servants to us. But now they've thrown the mask off, and the ugly face is revealed of the satanic Babylonian system called man-made government. And now they have staked their claim to dictate all facets of your life. You no longer own your home. You don't own your land. You don't own your car. You don't even own your children. You don't own your own existence. And you don't own your own body. Because if a government or a so-called health organization can dictate terms to you, you no longer possess control over your own existence. Think about that, folks. And it was a slow, creeping gradualism that got us to this place. Because, again, our church leaders, the pastors and elders of our churches, left us down decades ago. They fell in line with the Babylonian system. They accepted the shekels from the Jews who control the World Council of Churches and these other organizations, and these pastors and these mainstream churches, they threw in with them. They agreed to go along with the New Age teachings. So the watchmen on the wall were silenced, or they would have warned us of the gradualism, as Christ Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach, told us when he said, "Beware the leaven of the Pharisees." Do you remember that verse? And we told you that in a dictionary, if you get it out, you look up the word leaven, it'll tell you about yeast and making bread or dough, but that's not the definition that Yeshua was telling us about. It's the second definition. The leavening process is anything that causes a small, almost imperceptible change in a thing or a process. In other words, gradualism. Making tiny changes, but doing it consistently. Just like yeast, a little bit of yeast will leaven a whole lump of dough. A little bit of Jewish manipulation of our Christian constitutional republic over a period of time, decades and decades, now our Christian constitutional republic doesn't resemble anything that the founding fathers set up. Nothing. In fact, they've convinced people that this country belongs to the world. And yet, if you read Federalist Paper Number 2, written by John Jay, one of our founding fathers, it's very, very clear that this country was established by European men, Caucasian men, for their families and their posterity. It's quite clear, as well as the wording in other places in the documents. But the second Federalist Paper, number 2 out of all the Federalist Papers, it was number 2, establishing who set up this country. And now look who runs it. Everyone but white Caucasian Protestant men. We used to be called WASPs, W-A-S-P, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. I remember as a boy in the 50s and 60s, when the newspaper articles were being put out by the Jewish media masters denouncing the term WASP as a racist term, and already starting putting a negative connotation on the very term WASP. And yet this nation was founded by white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. You look at your Supreme Court now, and every single justice, if you want to use that term, it's an oxymoron, of course, every single justice of the Supreme Court at the federal level is a Jew or a Catholic, which is another form of Judaism. Catholicism is another form of Judaism. If you don't know that, shame on you. The Jesuits run the Catholic Church. They've run it for probably ever since its existence, but certainly for over 1,000 years. And the Jesuit general, the black pope, has always been a Jew. And now your white pope, the guy that sits at the Vatican, who's the face of the Catholic Church, he himself is also a Jesuit Jew. So when people say, oh no, Dan, the Jews don't run the Supreme Court, I beg to differ. They're all outright professing Jews, or crypto-Jews, or Catholics. Same thing. A rose by any other name is still a rose. So why do we say it's a declaration of war? Well, because this imposter in Washington, D.C., he's not my president. I don't know who in the world would think he's our president. He's not. He's an imposter. But he put out a dictate a few days ago saying that basically we've lost our patience. Who's we, by the way, Joe? You know, you're supposed to be working for us, remember? Who's the we losing our patience? Well, you can lose your patience all you want, but you're not putting that shit in my body. And you're not going to put it in anybody I care about's body. So you make all the outlandish statements you want, but you're no longer president. You have violated the law. You've violated your oath of office. You are a traitor to this country. You're a communist, Joe. And everybody in your cabinet is a communist. Everybody in Washington, D.C. is a communist. The federal government has proven itself completely incompetent and have violated their oaths of office. For the people out there that can't think anymore, when a public servant violates his oath of office, he has lost the right to hold the office. At the moment he does it, he or she, a violation of the oath of office is a breaching of the contract. That's what the Constitution is. It's not for you and me, folks. It is a contract for our public servants, whether they're in uniform or not. They are all public servants. That's why they are issued an oath of office, to make sure they understand that you wear that badge, you wear that gun, you wear that military uniform, or you sit in a government office at our pleasure. And your oath of office is your reminder that you owe your allegiance to us. As the Constitution says, all power is inherent in we the people, which is a biblical concept. So again, Constitution doesn't make one bit of difference to you and me, ladies and gentlemen. We belong to the Father above. That Constitution was a contract between us and our public servants to make sure that they understood that they are to guarantee and honor our God-given rights. It's that simple. And so now our governments, particularly at the federal level and in some cases at the state level, have declared themselves our masters. They have breached the contract, therefore they are outlaws. And they are operating under the color of law. Now, for you folks that don't study anything about common law and law in general, operating under the color of law is no different than a spy within your country committing espionage or assassination. A government official operating under the color of law is a criminal. He is an enemy agent to you and I. Let that sink in. So not only do we not owe them allegiance, do we not owe them our money, they are actually combatants, enemy combatants against us, and have declared war upon us. So you don't have a functioning government any longer, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like to admit it or not. We are without a central government, which in the long run is a blessing to you and I. We should never have established a large central government at the state or federal level ever. Governments are enemies of the people. They're not our friends. And Yahweh did not tell us to circumvent his law by a bunch of shysters sitting in legislatures putting ink to paper as if that can abrogate our Creator's law. Can't happen. Can't happen. As soon as you do that, you become apostate and you are no longer his people. And therefore, you will no longer have his protections or his blessings. Take a look around at the United States. Does it look like a land blessed by the Almighty? Where we have transgenders teaching children? We have children going to schools with masks and shields and 6 feet apart and all these other totally ridiculous things that are being done today? Half our population is dumber than a doorknob. Running around in broad daylight in 90-degree weather outside with a mask on. I'm going to tell you, if you see somebody outside in 90-degree weather with a mask on, that person is a complete retard. All right? I'm sorry, but that's just a fact. I don't care if they're a business person, a clergy, police. If you're outside in temperatures above 75 degrees with a mask on, you are completely stupid. I mean beyond retarded. What you are is a person who is completely brainwashed by television. That's what you are. So in a way, our Heavenly Father's made it easy for those of us that love Him to identify our enemies. Because they are the brain dead out here putting those diapers on their face, those dirty, germ-filled diapers on their faces, diminishing their immune systems, and the people that put the poison in their arms, same thing, they're dumber than rocks, they're afraid for their jobs. Or, you know, it's like I got a cousin who was talking to our second cousin, who's a young man in the Air Force, and he was asking about whether he should stay in because he's only a few years from retirement in the Air Force, 20-year retirement. And my cousin said to him, well, son, if they walked up to you and said, well, you can stay in, but you're going to have to put this revolver, a six-shot revolver, one of the chambers in that revolver has a live round in it, and every month you have to spin the dial, pull the trigger, and put the gun, cock the hammer, put the gun up against your head and pull the trigger. Would you do it? Well, the young second cousin said, well, no, I would not do that. That's pretty stupid. Well, what do you think putting that shit in your body is doing to you? You're doing the exact same thing when you put that substance in your body. You're putting that revolver, we used to call it Russian roulette. You're putting a revolver with one round in it, and you're spinning the chamber, cocking the hammer and putting the gun up against your head and pulling the trigger, hoping that that live round is not under the hammer. Because if it is, you're dead. That's effectively what you're doing by putting the poison in your body. You're taking a chance that you're going to be 1 in 6, that you'll be on an empty chamber. I mean, I think it's just dumber than they can be. But some people, again, fear is a terrible, terrible thing. Ella says it's called vax roulette now. Instead of Russian roulette, it's vax roulette. That's a very good point. Very good point. So the main thing I want everybody to understand is today there is no ambiguity about this declaration of war. It's in your face, and it's an actual declaration of war. We are now at war with government and military and sometimes police. We're at war. So you have to choose a side. It's no different than back in the 1800s when people in the North and the South had to choose a side. We didn't ask for the Civil War. It was actually foisted upon us by the nefarious men in small hats. But the point of it was that you had to choose a side at some point. Our people were not savvy enough to figure out what the Jews were doing behind closed doors. All wars are bankers' wars, okay? All wars are. If you believe we've actually fought a righteous war in the last 300-400 years, you're crazy. I'm sorry, but you are. There has been no righteous cause for war. They're all staged events, and they're all bankers' wars. As United States Marine Corps General Smedley Butler pointed out in his book, war is a racket. It is. And the Jews have an expression for war. It's called a Jewish harvest. Because they control the banking on both sides. They make the money from the manufacturing of weapons and ammunition and war materiel. And governments get into heavy debt, which is all beneficial to the Jewish banker. If you haven't figured that out yet, then shame on you. Now, some people are sensitive, as yesterday during our Zoom call, there was one lady that did not want to continue in the call because her group might be associated with people that are, quote, anti-Jewish. So, again, people are sensitive to the topic. As Voltaire says, if you want to know who controls you, just take a look at who you're not allowed to criticize. Well, pretty obvious, pretty obvious. The Jews are sitting on top, which, according to the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, this is exactly part of their plan to control the world. World domination. That's what this is all about. The United Nations wasn't set up for world peace. It was set up for world domination. That's why Rockefeller, a fellow Zionist Jew, donated the land that the United Nations sets on. The United Nations building should be dynamited and bulldozed level to the ground and turned into a memorial of the stupidity of mankind to allow communists to establish such a heinous organization on their property. We should never, ever allow ourselves to be buffaloed the way we have in the last 400 years by these people. They have completely changed history, the history we're taught anyway, to be something different than real history, which is called historicity, by the way. It's an actual word in your dictionary. Real history, meaning truthful history, is called historicity. That's why you never hear it spoken of. Isn't that interesting? History is what they make up and tell you. not necessarily true. Just like the word in your dictionary called rhadamanthine. We haven't talked about that word in quite some time. Starts out as R-H-A-D, rhadamanthine. It's a word in your dictionary. I came across it accidentally one day, and I go, wow, I can see why we don't use it. Because it means to be strictly and uncompromisingly just. Do you know anybody in America or the world today that the word rhadamanthine applies to? To be strictly and uncompromisingly just. J-U-S-T, just. Do you know anybody in any country that you could use the adjective rhadamanthine for? Because that's exactly the kind of people that Yahweh said were to be your leaders. Yeah, people. Yeah, people. I see people are concerned about the Zoom call. The Zoom conference call was handled by Mike in Miami, and he will handle, if he makes it, if he publishes it. It was a roundtable discussion with about 18 people in it on how to handle this declaration of war and the fact that we need to deputize our militiamen by the sheriff. The local sheriffs need to work with the local militia, and they need to deputize them. Why? Because a deputy can carry any kind of weapon or ammunition. There are no rules, effectively no rules. He can carry open carry, concealed carry, whatever he needs to do his job, and a deputy can arrest. And he's working with the local constitutional sheriff. If the sheriff is not constitutional, I would not work with them. I would find somebody and substitute them as a common law sheriff. We don't need any more political hacks amongst our sheriffs or any law enforcement. The sheriff is our last line of defense against tyrannical government, except the militia itself, of course. But the sheriff, the whole purpose for a sheriff was to protect we the people at the county level from bad government at the state level and bad government at the federal level. The county sheriff has a higher authority than state or federal agents. Did you know that? You should know that. The Shire Reef sheriff comes from Shire Reef, reef being an old English term for the magistrate, and shire being an old English term for a small community. So the reef of the shire became the Shire Reef, which became sheriff. So it's old English, Anglo-Saxon law. So again, we have a declaration of war against this. What are we going to do about it? Are we ever going to organize ourselves into a righteous army? That's what Mike was talking about. And again, he has the website, The Big Virus Hoax, and that's all together, TheBigVirusHoax.com. And he'll probably post a link to the conference call on his website. If he makes it available to me, I will send it out to everybody and put a link to it on my website as well. So this is a wake-up call, both on the spiritual plane that you had better get right with our Heavenly Father as quickly as possible, because we are quickly entering into the final phases of this earth age, where the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation are going to be seen. And I believe we're going to see the fruition of Obadiah, verse 18, where it talks about Jacob and Joseph, that's you and I, ladies and gentlemen, becoming a flame and a fire, and we will consume the evil seed of Edom Esau. That's what Obadiah says. Ezekiel in chapter 25 says exactly the same thing. And again, we'll refer to Malachi chapter 4, that in that day he will send Elijah whether it's literal or figurative, it does not matter, does it? To warn the people of the coming wrath of the Creator. This world was created. It's not here by accident. And again, anybody that believes in evolution, come on, let's stop pretending. They're morons, okay? There is absolutely no evidence. Just like there's no evidence of a coronavirus causing a thing called COVID. No evidence. Are people getting sick? Yeah, they always get sick every year. Every year people get influenza A, influenza B. And do people die from it? Yep, every year. Thousands of people. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. Amazing to me how easily we are buffaloed. Buffaloed. Constantly buffaloed. So they have basically said they're coming after us. And so what is the response by we, the people? Are we going to form ranks as our Heavenly Father told us to do, righteously? Because self-defense is a God-given right, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a privilege. It is a right. And a right, by definition, cannot be legislated away. Do you understand what that means? It means a right exists, and no body of men or women can put ink to paper to take it away. For instance, your right to life. That's a right given to you by your Creator. They cannot legislate it away, which putting a serum in your body that is killing people is a violation of that God-given right. Liberty is a right upon birth that you possess, but you have to aggressively maintain it because men will always try to take away your liberty, just as they will try to take away your property. So life, liberty, and property are rights given to us at birth by our Father. Why we have given away our rights and we have allowed the usurpers to convince us that they are in control of you and I at every level. Why did we do that? I believe it's because we're in the great apostasy period of the predictions, of the prophecies of our ancestors. They said at the end of this age there would be a great apostasy. And a lot of people think that's referring to the organized church. Well, the organized churches haven't deserved to have any decent people in them ever. Organized religion is just another branch of the trilateral beast system. The great apostasy is us turning our backs literally on the Father and His law that He wrote on our hearts. We've allowed usurpers to come in and convince us that they own all the land. They control all of the resources. They control you. You notice you're called a human resource now, right? Where did that term come from? It wasn't around in the 1970s when I was in the Air Force and when I first went into nuclear power. Okay? Nobody called me a human resource. And then all of a sudden we had a human resource department. When did I become a human resource? Oh, when the Talmudists, otherwise known as Jews, came to power because in their holy books, you and I, as non-Jews, are merely cattle. We're animals to be used, abused, and discarded at their pleasure. Now, if you don't think that's true, then do the research. You don't have to believe it because I said so. Go do your own research. I've done it. That's exactly what the Jews think of us, and that's exactly why you're being treated the way you are right now. You are no different than that cow out in my grandfather's pasture field. That's got a tag on its ear. It gets all of its shots. It's completely regulated and controlled. It is an animal resource. And now you are an animal resource, but they haven't gotten so brazen as to call you an animal. They call you a human resource to differentiate from the actual animal world. But in their eyes, you're treated exactly the same. Now, some people will say, well, Dan, that's ridiculous. But let me ask you, if it's not true, then why, as you look around at what's happening today, why is it so apparent that that's exactly how you're being treated? Like an animal. Like somebody that's just here for their pleasure, for their source of revenue, to plunder, to abuse, and to kill, if necessary. If that's not true, then please call in and explain to me how it's not true. The Talmud teaches that's what we are, and that's how this Jewish-controlled world now, the world governments and the banking systems and the corporations are all under their control. And don't point to that occasional Anglo or minority that sits in some CEO position and say, oh, no, Dan, see, he's not one of them. Take a look at who signs his paycheck. Take a look at who put him there, like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. All right? Those guys couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. They have no talent whatsoever. And no, they are not smart people. They are completely made men, if they are even men, by the media and by the Jewish controllers and the puppets that they put out in front of you, and you believe that they represent you and they're doing their job for you. Same thing goes with the Bushes, all the rest of them, all of them, all of them. You don't elect anybody that's selected for you. Who do you think is behind the Dominion voting machines and all of the computerized stuff? It all goes back to Israel and the Mossad and the Israelis, okay? All of it does. They point fingers at China and India and all these other places and all these criminal organizations like the Red Mafia, but they're all going back to the same group of people with the little hats that worship Satan, that have a book called the Talmud that says they can treat us any way they want, including three-year-old little girls, the little shishkas, that's what they call our women, shishkas, or something similar to that. Basically just means a slut, a whore. You're just a hunk of meat that they can use in their porn business or prostitution or drug running or whatever. And tell me that's not what you see. Look at television, what it puts out there for entertainment. Look at the movies. Look at what these people come out and say anymore. Who do you think started the porn industry? Go look at the names. Who started all the smut magazines? Go look at the names of the owners. Do you dare? Are you afraid that what I'm telling you is true? All right? All the perversion around you comes from the same group of perverts. Our people aren't that way. Our people are the loving, caring, sharing people of the world, and we have been disenfranchised off the earth. We are now servants to the Antichrists everywhere you look. But a day of reckoning is at hand, ladies and gentlemen, when Obadiah and Ezekiel's prophecies will come true. And Mike mentioned it. I don't know if he realized he said it or not, but he said in yesterday's conference, where is our righteous army? How many times on this program in 22 years have we talked about that? A righteous army, exactly as Obadiah is talking about. Where is that army of righteous men, lions, that are willing to say, I've had enough, It's time to take back the reins of power away from these criminals, these perverts, these monsters in shoe leather, and put righteous men back in charge. That day's coming. You'd better get ready for it. We mentioned the soldier's ransom last program, and you need to pay it, men. Perhaps some of you ladies too. But men, pay up your soldier's ransom for protection. Because if you don't have his protection, you're not going to make it very long in this world as it's coming forth right now. You have a great big target on your back. Every white male that has any testosterone left in him, that has any IQ power in his brain left, you got a great big target on you. Because we constitute that army that Obadiah was talking about. That is their fear. They don't fear other races. They sure as hell don't fear you ladies. Sorry, but they don't. They've got you controlled. All they got to do is put something on a soap opera or on a commercial. They pretty much have you bought and paid for. And again, not every woman, obviously, but many of our ladies, they got them hook, line, and sinker. And you can go back to the Garden of Eden story and see all about it. How did Eve get seduced? By words. Smooth-sounding words. Eve, you don't need to listen to what Yahweh says. You don't need to obey Adam. No, you can be a god unto yourself. And so that's exactly what the Jewish handlers have done in our nations, have empowered the women. I remember when the women first started coming into the workforces. Yahweh blessed me to live through that period of time when most of the maintenance fields and technical fields and hard labor fields and all were all men and predominantly white men. When I went in the Air Force, the career field I was in was electronic countermeasures. It was 99% white men, 99%. And I saw what happened in 1975 when they decided to change their policies by lowering the test scores required. I saw what happened. I saw the same thing happen in nuclear power. When I first went into it, it was 99% white men. And those white men were particularly military, former military men. I watched what happened as they decimated that industry as well. So I've lived through it. So people that say, Dan, you're crazy, well, I might be crazy, but I lived through it. I saw it. So if you want to tell me that what I saw didn't happen, you can try. Not going to get very far, but you can try. I lived through it. I am a witness, as the scriptures call it. I saw it. I saw what happened to the churches from the 50s and 60s till the present time and how they've been decimated and silenced and turned into feminist camps pushing the New World Order instead of the teachings of Messiah. So we have a declaration of war that has been presented against us, and as Mike mentioned in yesterday's conference, it's time for us to draft a declaration of war against them and to start mustering the lions, the righteous lions who have said enough is enough. Yahweh's hand will either bless it or it won't. So we'll see how it goes. But you can see the signs of the times. Again, he said no man knows the day or hour, but you can judge the signs of the times. The fact that the man-made governments and the bankers and the corporations are on one side trying to decimate this world, we have a growing number of people who are beginning to become, what does Ezekiel say? Oh, that's right, a valley of dead and dry bones. Dead and dry bones that put on sinew and flesh and become living men and women again. That's where we're at. I told the story of my former son-in-law who was pretty much a devout atheist as long as I've known him, and recently he is becoming quite spiritual, even identifying what's going on right now as a war between good and evil. Reminds me of the Dead Sea Scrolls description of the great war at the end of the age between the children of light and the children of darkness. Anytime ancient texts talked about light and darkness, it's talking about knowledge and ignorance. Whether you're in the camp of people who believe in truth and honesty, or you're in the camp of the ignorant and the perverse, darkness, ignorance, violation of God's law. One of the two. So the beast has made their declaration of what they think of you and I, so now the ball is in our court. When do we take the field? They have a process in the legal system called jury nullification. Now, this was back when we actually had honest courts, and people understood that the judge is not a judge. He's a referee. That's all he is a referee. He has no special powers. He's just a referee to make sure everybody behaves himself in the courtroom. That's his only job. The actual adjudicators are the jury. That's why the Constitution says a jury of my peers. People don't even understand what that means anymore. It means peers have to be people who know the situation. Today, what do the Jews tell you? Oh, they have to be completely ignorant of the defendant, the prosecutor, and the circumstances. When a Christian court said just the opposite. My jury should be made up of people that know the accuser, the accused, and the circumstances. How do you get justice when your jurors are sitting there ignorant? When your jurors are ignorant, it's up to who can do the best presentation by the lawyers. I've been to the courtrooms. I've sat in the jury box. That's exactly what it is, a show. That's all it is, a show. And the lawyers do their best to put on a show to convince you, the ignorant juror, that their client, whichever one it is either innocent or guilty. It's just a show. Does that make any sense to you? Would you want your life to be on the ability of the lawyers putting on a stage production? Or would you like 12 men, Christian, righteous men, who know everything about you, the other person, and the situation? Which one do you think will get you justice? Let that sink in, because everything is upside down today. Everything is upside down. And we said a long time ago on this program, everything that they are teaching you in these schools is a lie. Everything the media and the government is telling you is a lie. Everything is a lie. The sooner you realize that, the better. So again, I'm hoping that Mike gets the editing of that video done so that it is posted pretty soon and you can go listen to it. There was some really, really good information that was presented by the different speakers. Mike is running for sheriff of Miami-Dade County because Miami-Dade County is in violation of our common law, because we have a chief law enforcement officer in Miami-Dade County that is appointed. Therefore, it's of no effect. Again, the first job of the sheriff of a county is to protect the people. A political appointee in that position will protect the political process. So therefore, we in Miami-Dade County do not have our common law protector known as a constitutional sheriff. So Mike is running for sheriff of Miami-Dade County. That would be a great way to start the taking back of our land and reinstituting God's law by electing Mike as the sheriff of Miami-Dade County. Now, they can still have their political appointee, but the state federal governments are no longer of authority. When they violate their oaths of office and they violate the Constitution, they no longer have any legitimate authority. And people say, well, Dan, what are you saying? I'm saying they violated the Constitution because the Constitution demands that you and I have gold and silver currency controlled by our legislators. That's the constitutional financial system. Gold and silver coins minted by my government that owes its allegiance to me and controlled by them. You don't have that, people. So every single state and federal government employee is in violation of the Constitution. Every governor is in violation of the Constitution. Every state legislature is violation of the Constitution because the state legislatures are supposed to uphold the federal. And the federal said gold and silver coin for the payment of debt. Simple as that. And now it's all run by Jewish international bankers that have everything except gold and silver coin. Every single entity of government is in violation of the Constitution. The Constitution says that my ability to keep and bear arms is not to be infringed. Every government agency that has written any kind of legislation to abrogate my right to keep and bear arms of any kind is in violation of their oath of office. Every law enforcement officer that has tried to take away our rights to the Second Amendment is in violation and therefore has no authority to wear that badge. Those are just some of the simple ones. If we dig into it any deeper, they violated many other provisions. But those two right there tell you that you have no legitimate government, ladies and gentlemen, at any level. They're all part of this beast, this monster that thinks they should control everything, get all of the valuables, get all the land, get all the money, and they control it all, and you're just a serf to serve them. And again, this all comes out of the minds of the Talmudic Jew, because that's what the Talmud tells them to treat us like, and it tells them that they have the right to rule over us and to be in dominion over us as our masters, because we're nothing more than cattle. Again, if you don't believe it to be true, then you explain to me why we have the world we have right now. And why they are doing the things that they are doing. I mentioned in the broadcast yesterday that many white people seem to be ignorant of the fact that Jews at this time of year, every year on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, on Yom Kippur during the Feast of Tabernacles, which is a mimicking of our feast, by the way, not theirs. They're not the people of the Bible. We are. But they mimic it so that people think they're that. But during that period of time, they pray a prayer called the Kol Nidra, K-O-L, Kol, meaning all, Nidra, N-I-D-R-E, oaths, all oaths. They say a prayer that says in the next 12 months, any oath we take is null and void. Now let that sink in. These people called Jews who go to the synagogue, in fact, the synagogue parking lot on the day of Yom Kippur is more packed than any other time of the year. Why? Because all of these Jews want to make sure they get in there for that Kol Nidra prayer. Because it basically says they can take an oath for instance, on a witness stand, an oath to say tell the truth doesn't mean anything. They can stand in front of a judge and put their hand on the Bible and swear to tell the truth. Doesn't mean anything. They can get on front of a TV camera and put a hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution as your president, senator, Supreme Court justice. Doesn't mean a damn thing. They can get in front of your cameras and go on your flat screens telling you that they're telling you the truth about what's going on in Afghanistan or in some other part of the world and what the weather's going to be like. And every single time, their pledge to tell the truth means absolutely nothing. Now you know why they look at you with disdain, because you're the cattle and you haven't figured it out. They're raping you, they're robbing you, they're murdering you, they're poisoning you, and you still take it. You haven't figured it out. Maybe you are as dumb as cattle. Maybe you are like a bunch of sheep in a pasture field. You've got no balls. You've got no intestinal fortitude. You have no will to fight. You have no will to survive. Maybe they have succeeded in turning us all into cattle, literal human cattle. Because where's the pushback? Where is the righteous army to take a stand and say, yeah, it's worth dying for. This is a hill I can die on to protect my family, to protect myself, my property, my liberty. That's a hill worth dying on. Well, Dan, you know, that's pretty serious, talking about death. Yeah. Yeah, of course it is. That's why the Bible talks about it so much. If you love your life more than liberty, justice, and obeying the Father, if you love your life more than that, you don't deserve him. He gave you life. You didn't create it. I didn't create it. He created it. He did. He gave you the gift of life. You had nothing to do with it. The only thing you have something to do with is, what will you do with the life he gave you? That you have something to say about. And that is the big test that we're here for. What are you going to use those talents, including your life? What are you going to use them for? Bending over and allowing the Jewish whip to come down across your back and beat you into submission to the point where you'll sacrifice your children? You'll sacrifice your wealth. You'll sacrifice your home. You'll sacrifice your neighbor. You'll sacrifice your liberty. Is that what he expects of us? Or does he expect us to stand tall and roar like lions against these satanic forces? There's an old adage that says that evil prevails when good or righteous men do nothing. Amen. Evil prevails today because either there are no righteous left or the righteous don't have any balls. Really. That's the only two situations that we can have. We either don't have anybody that's truly righteous anymore. We got people with lots of lip service. Oh, I believe in God, Dan. I read my Bible. I sure do. Okay. Where do I see evidence in your life of that? I see you paying your income tax. I see you obeying all the idiotic rules and on the highway. You put a seatbelt on. Police officers don't wear seatbelts. Did you know that? The same guy writing you a ticket doesn't wear a seatbelt? But that's okay. It's much like this moron, Joe Biden, this individual, whatever this caricature is, telling us that he has a right to put a substance in you, but the people standing with him up there and in Washington don't have to do it. Do you see the hypocrisy, or don't you? Maybe you don't. Maybe your heads are so befuddled with red dye number 5 and hydrogenated oils and MSGs and all this other stuff and MGOs. Maybe you can't think anymore. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the men don't have any testosterone anymore. I don't know. Sure is not much evidence out here of it. Men are pushed around by the women. Women are pushed around by the children. Everything's upside down. Men were supposed to be the head of household. Women were supposed to give their obedience to the man of the household because they thought he was like a king, like a lion, like a King David. And yet today it's the other way around. Half the households in America, the women run it. Upside down. Or the children run it, which is even worse. Mom and dad don't have enough stones between them to keep control of the children. The children dictate terms. I'm glad, and I praise the Father every day that I was raised in a household that was not upside down. There was no doubt who the man of my house, my dad's house, was. It was very clear. And my mom was a disciplinarian, but she was always in submission to my father. And if she had any contention with my father, it was kept in the bedroom at night after we were in bed. I don't remember a single incident in my entire childhood where my mother argued with my father. Not once. She argued with him, but not in front of us. Not in front of neighbors, other family members, or us children. Never once. Any contention with him was done in the bedroom in private. That's honoring the vows. That's honoring the man of the house. Whether you agree with him or not, he's in charge. No different than the commander on a battleship. We've talked about the analogy many times. That commander, that captain of that ship, is in charge. Whether you like it or not, whether you agree with him or not, he's in charge. And if you want to disagree with him, you do not do it in front of the other men. Just ask the guys in the Navy. You got a problem with the captain, you take it to his quarters behind closed doors. You do not do it in front of the other men. Why? Because it takes away from his authority. It's a showing of disrespect. And people say, well, what if he's an absolutely shithead husband or a shithead commander? Then you get another ship. Get off his boat and get on a different boat. If I was a sailor in the Navy and I thought my captain was a complete moron and going to get us all killed, I would leave the ship and go get on another ship with a captain that I respected. Well, you can't do that. Who says you can't do that? The people that want to control you and kill you? Or your Heavenly Father? The Heavenly Father doesn't demand that we stay under the authority of somebody that's incompetent. No, he doesn't. Whether I'm a Navy person or I'm in a marriage on this earth. Well, no, Dan, he doesn't like divorce. Of course he doesn't like it. We're supposed to be smart enough to pick a good partner from the beginning, but many don't, especially today. And yet you're told by these lying prostitutes in churches that, oh, it's my job to stay married, even if I'm miserable, my children are miserable, and everything's just falling apart. Really? You actually think the Creator expects that? Because some idiot down at some thing called a church told you that, when your gut should tell you that that's a lie. My father created me to be miserable my entire life? No. No, he did not. Should I learn from my mistakes? Yes, I should. And try not to repeat them? Yes, I should. But to say that I'm supposed to be miserable for the rest of my life because of a bad decision, or the other person changes on you. I've seen that happen plenty of times. Plenty, plenty of times. Our Father did not create misery, did not create us to be miserable upon this earth. He wants us to be righteous and to be happy. And if the partner or the person I'm in business with or whatever goes against those principles, you cut the cord and send them away. They're on their own. Just as I told my children, you want to disobey the rules of my house, you can go live somewhere else. I don't care. Well, Dan, they're your children. You have to love them. Really? Where does it say that in the book? Where does it say in the book I have to love my children? Or I have to love my wife when they disobey me? Or try to get me to do things that Yahweh does not want me to do? Where does it say that? Where does it say I have to tolerate that? Where? I dare you to show it to me. Quite the contrary. Men, you're supposed to be lions, which means you're supposed to be educated. You're supposed to be brave. You're supposed to be a hard worker. You're supposed to be sober. Doesn't mean you can't have a drink, but you don't let the drink control you. You're supposed to be a leader so that the members of your household can respect you, honor you, and yes, obey you like the captain on the battleship. And if you're not that person, then why would you expect wives and or children to listen to you or to stick around? Why? Every example you look at in Scripture says that people are attracted to and want to support leaders who represent righteous livelihood. That's what it says. You shun those that are weak, lazy, stupid, unrighteous, not spiritual, not moral. This world is what it is because we're giving our allegiance to misfits. We live in a kakistocracy run by pure psychopaths. Why? Because we give them our allegiance. Not sure why, but we do. We act like they have authority over us when they don't. So we turn our back on the real authority, which is Yahweh God, our Creator, and we give our love and obedience to the beast who represents all of the absolute worst of mankind. Take a look at Washington, D.C. Is there anything even remotely decent in Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals? Washington, D.C. is a gigantic toilet. Most of your state capitals are gigantic toilets. Even down to the county level, gigantic toilets with turds floating around pretending to be in charge. And we give our obedience to these people? You get what you deserve, ladies and gentlemen. My father told me that when I was a boy and a young man. I started arguing about the Vietnam War and stuff like that, and he said, Daniel, the people get the kind of government they deserve. If they want to be reprobates, drunks, drug addicts, skirt chasers, whores, liars, thieves, perverts, then they'll get a government that supports it. They'll get a government made up of those very kind of people. You see, if you want a better world, if you want to change things, the very first place you start is that person you look at in the mirror. That's where it starts. You want a better world? Then start living it yourself. Live the world that you want to see this one become. Live it. Don't talk about it. Don't protest. Don't hold up placards. Don't send out memes. You can do those things, but you don't do just those things. You make a change in you. The one thing on this earth that you have total control over is you yourself. You yourself. So, trying to think if there's anything else here. I can't think of anything other than how serious it is the time we live in. When your government makes statements like that, I don't know about you, but my weapons are at the ready, because everybody has a line in the sand, or at least they should. I've made up my mind what my line in the sand is, and when they cross that line, it's over. For them or for me or both, it'll be over. Each and every one of you needs to do the exact same thing. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing, what the majority are doing, what the media says, what Joe Blow says, or any of that stuff. No. You decide within yourself, where is my line in the sand? On what hill am I willing to die on? Because this is a test. This is a test. I hope you understand that. And again, if you feel led, please, donations are always much appreciated, especially in these times. And the best way to do it for now, I'm looking into convenient ways to do it that are not going to steal from us like PayPal was doing. So I'm open to suggestion. If anybody has a suggestion on a very easy to use and something that doesn't penalize us with huge fees, etc., send me an email or contact me in some way. If you wish to know how to make a donation in the meantime, go to the Contact Us page on my website, PastorDan.net, and I will send you instructions by email on how you can do that. For those that are already doing it, a great big thank you. We have a handful of some very dedicated individuals out there, and my heart goes out to them all the time. And some of them are suffering right now. One of the dear ladies that has been helping us for quite some time, she sent me a beautiful card and donation and was telling me about her cousin was just murdered by her boyfriend. So tragedy hits us all. Tragedy, illness, etc. And that's why we lift up brothers and sisters in prayer. The assault against the righteous has never been, as far as I know anyway, as bad as it is today, and it's getting worse. And we're supposed to be prayer warriors, but we also have to remember the admonition that's in the scripture that says it's the prayers of a righteous man or woman. The prayers of a righteous man or woman that availeth much, which means accomplishes a lot. Okay? Righteousness. Our greatest defense against the onslaught of the wicked right now is your righteousness, your faith, and your living a life to honor our Father Creator. And if you're not, shame on you. So, let me check and see if anybody had a call. Wishing to call here. Nobody is. Okay. Very good. So, again, we may have some emergency broadcasts as things are changing very rapidly. I did get a piece of good news yesterday. I have not verified it yet, but this was through a personal friend that is in contact with some medical people in California. And supposedly there is something going on where the CDC and the World Health Organization may be taken down. Again, I have not verified it yet, but that was an interesting piece of news. And there were a few others that I won't go into right now because I have not verified them as well. And they, I do not wish to talk about until I do verify them. But at least some little blips on the radar screen showing that there could be some positive upheaval. And maybe the remnant is finally putting on the flesh and no longer wish to be dead and dry bones, spiritually dead people. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share and that this platform is available to us. We pray your words would go out and reach the ears of those that are meant to hear it. We pray that you would put a stiff backbone in our men and our ladies, but particularly our lions out there. This world is in serious travail right now, Father Yahweh. The scripture says that the world is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. And as far as I know, that's us men that you created in the form of Adam that carry your spirit and your law within our hearts. And I do know that amongst the other races, there are those who are looking to assist us in this cleanup of this world. It is ugly for them as well. And they're willing to take a secondary position to us being an authority, much as the woman in Scripture who said, "Don't dogs deserve crumbs from their master's table?" Okay, they understand the hierarchy, Father, was from you to Adam and from Adam to the other races to behave themselves according to the laws of our Heavenly Father. And when we obey you, Father, things on earth get so much better. And right now it's evident that as we turned away from you, the world can get pretty ugly. So may we repent of that turning away, that apostasy, and again put on sinew and flesh so that we're no longer those dead, empty, dry bones, instead becoming living men and women upon the land, that we can make a difference in this world. So help us in that regard, Father. Forgive us our sins. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit. Cover our heads in the oil of knowledge, wisdom, and strength. And always we pray that you would protect us from our enemies. We ask all these things in the name of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Hallelujah.